This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday the 1st of April. Coming up, the search is on for those still missing after Japan's earthquake, the Premier League crackdown on bad behaviour, and New York's missing poisonous snake is found. First, there's been fierce fighting on the streets of the Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. Forces who want the president to quit are stepping up their fight, and it looks like time is running out for the leader, Laurent Gbagbo. For weeks now, the president has refused to quit, even though he's widely thought to have lost the recent election. But now, his main opponent, Alassane Ouattara, who's backed by the United Nations, is stepping up the pressure, and it's looking like he could soon gain control. Next, a three-day intensive search has begun in Japan for people still missing since the devastating tsunami. Thousands of military using ships and helicopters will be involved. The tsunami claimed more than 11,000 lives and more than 16,000 people are still missing. Okay, moving on to sport now, and for the first time in 5 years, Rafa Nadal will face Roger Federer on American soil. It comes after Nadal beat Tomáš Berdych by 2-1 in the Miami Open. Federer is expecting another classic match between the two.
We've played in so many big finals against each other and lived up to expectations. We're able to play over 4 or 5 tough sets because we know the world's watching, and then the excitement is huge. You know, walking into the stadium and those things makes you nervous. So it's a good thing, you know, when that happens.
And in footy, the English Premier League has announced a crackdown on what they say is the unacceptable way some players and managers treat referees. The head of the league, Richard Scudamore, reckons players shouldn't surround refs or try and persuade them to punish the other team. He also says players need to set a better example.
They can't entirely be perfect role models. They're young adults, and boys behave badly from time to time. But there is a point where extra responsibility, you know, comes with the territory.
And yesterday's question was a sporty one. We asked you who won the last Cricket World Cup, and the answer is Australia. Finally, people living in New York can sleep soundly again. A missing snake with venom that can kill in seconds has been found. The poisonous Egyptian cobra slithered away from its pen in a New York zoo a few days ago, but thankfully it's been found safe and sound and in the zoo. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday, but before we go, we want to say thank you to all the listeners who've been in touch. We love hearing from you. So a big shout out to Grade 7 at Sandy Bay Alternative School in Roatán, Honduras. Keep your emails coming in. The address is cbbcnewsround@bbc.co.uk. Have a great weekend.